Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Two Psychics. This is Michael Edley, evidential medium and mystic, discussing all things spiritual.
Hello, I'm Mary Amy of Two Psychics, an intuitive wisdom coach, tapping into your mystical life and sharing messages I receive about you.
Good evening. What is up, everyone? Thank you for joining Two Psychics. This is Michael Edley. Glad to be here with you, coming from a little bit of a cold, rainy, windy Jersey Shore, but the spring is upon us, and I am with my fabulous co-host, Mary Amy. How are you, Mary Amy?
Hello. Hi. I'm wonderful. You know, cutting it a little too close this evening, but here I am. And I believe it's going to be a wonderful show, and I'm so grateful for everyone out there. I have gratitude, gratitude, gratitude to all of our listeners. And I'm so happy also to be speaking to you, Michael, because this always brings light into my life, having this conversation weekly.
Likewise, likewise, absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Yes, so I'm going to ask you what happened to you this week, and I'm going to share some things that happened to me. What's new? Anything you would like to tell us?
Let's see. Well, I have a couple big events coming up. If anyone is in the Jersey Shore area around Memorial Day weekend, really large festival here at the Jersey Shore. It's a mix of music, camping, spirituality, energy healing, a number of different things, but on Memorial Day, at the Touch Mother Earth Festival. It's in Camp Seshigawana, I believe. It's a Girl Scout camp that they're utilizing for this large festival. It's going to be a great experience. People can come out and camp for the 4 days. They can experience workshops, classes, all types of different vendors. And on Memorial Day, I believe noontime or right around noontime, I'm going to be doing a mediumship gallery, and my lovely co-host Mary Amy will be joining me, I believe, on Memorial Day, and we're going to kind of do a Two Psychics mediumship gallery, which is, it's going to be really, really awesome. I'm looking forward to that. But I will also be kicking off the festival on that Friday night going into Memorial Day weekend, doing a large group meditation. So just jump on any of my social media. I believe I have it pinned up or I have it featured on my Facebook page. You can check it out there, but it's all over social media. Touch Mother Earth Festival, that's a big one. Then I have some smaller readings, private events coming up. So if anyone would like a private reading, would like to schedule a gallery event, anything like that, I am available for those types of things. My schedule has opened up a little bit, so I am taking on additional private readings. Probably over the next like 10 weeks, I'll be able to get in a bunch of additional people that I didn't think I was going to have the scheduling for. But like I said, some stuff has opened up. So reach out, michaeledley.com. or Eye of the Spirits with Michael Edley on Facebook. If you want to schedule a reading, we can do that online, in person, at my studio in Brielle. We can do it by Zoom, however you want. So a couple things I'm juggling, a couple things in the works, but having fun with it. How about you, Mary Amy?
Sounds wonderful. And I am going to be attending that Memorial Day weekend event with you. And I know for me, I need to get back to giving readings and kind of exploring different and new opportunities, because we kind of can get stuck in a rut. And, you know, our energy, we're going to talk about energy cords tonight, and really it's about our energy and what is connecting us to the non-physical world and what is connecting us to our souls. And we're going to get on to silver cord, energetic cords, and cord cutting. What I realize is we can have a plan, and we might have made that plan a long time ago. But usually what happens is if we have something that's in our heart and we forget that it's important to us, it will come back around. So my suggestion is to make a list of 10 humongous goals. And I always say this on my lives on YouTube and Rumble. Make a list of 10 humongous goals, because if you see it visually, you know, we all learn differently. If you see it visually, maybe it's going to bring forward something that's within you, and you'll get it done faster. And The reason I'm bringing this up is because right now I had so many plans. I have lists and lists and lists of plans. And in the last few days, I went back through composition books and journaling books and what do I want to do? And I want to be here and I want to bring light. And I also want to discover more, I guess, more opportunities out there in my realm. And I'm not saying you're like me and what you want to do, but I'm saying whatever it is that brings love to your heart and joy, focus on it. And I'm really spending a lot more time praying all times of the day. I'm not just praying before I go to sleep. That was like a ritual for me. I'm literally praying throughout the day. I'll be driving, I'm praying. I'm walking somewhere, I'm praying. Because I really want good things for myself and others. And I believe that we can kind of find ourselves the more that we look inward. Maybe it's through meditation. Maybe it's through spending time in nature. And we all have possibilities for personal growth, insight, and the connection of mind, body, spirit. And maybe you're going to walk through a portal to a new timeline and a new beginning. And it might happen today or tomorrow. But make that suggestion to yourself. That's what I have going on, Michael.
That's good stuff. Yeah, a lot of it, you know, when you speak about it, I think a lot of what ties our topics together tonight is transforming energy. You know, the basis of cutting cords or energetic ties or silver cord, all these connections, it's really about energy and how energy transfers among many different things. You know, energy can be released and transferred among people, among places, among various objects. We can even get into the emotional aspects of emotional transfer with belief systems. You know, the emotions around that, how those emotions affect the energy, that emotional energy transfer. And we can even go into the aspect of past lives and how other aspects of reincarnation, past life experiences, all intertwine and interconnect. And another really cool thing that I think when we're working with energy and we're speaking about the soul, you were talking about, you know, that calling and our soul calling us back to, you know, whatever it is that we're truly meant to experience, what we're truly meant to be a part of, what we're truly meant to do and bring into this physical world. I heard the greatest saying with that, and it was, if it's your soul's calling, it will keep calling you. And I think that sums it up perfectly. And that's something I think we all experience when we have that burning desire, we have that creativity pent up, whether it's a piece of music, whether it's a piece of art, whether it's an architectural design, some creative project, whether it, you know, there's many different aspects to this, but whatever it is, I truly believe that if it's your soul's calling, it will keep calling you until you open yourself to that. And it's so important that we open ourselves to that. And we have to look at it as if we don't venture into this unknown territory, it could be very fearful, it could be very scary, but if we don't take that risk, we'll never know. And I think part of that process is overcoming that fear, overcoming that, you know, anxiety around the transfer of energy. And that's what this is. And when your soul's calling is calling you, it's about a transfer of energy that your soul senses in your life of, you know, these realms of possibility, these realms of manifesting your full potential. And I couldn't agree with you more. And that's my two cents I'm adding in. When anyone out there that's listening, follow that calling that's in your heart. And even if it's just a side hustle, even if it's just something you do a few hours a week, whatever this may be, if that's your soul's calling, it's going to keep calling you until you embrace it and open yourself to it.
This reminds me when we speak about telepathy and our clair senses and how we receive information. And information usually is this physical sensation we sense, we feel, and it's within our body. And you know it's coming from an outside source. It's not yours. And each of us have our own personal frequency ID. So what I believe is when a flash of information comes into you, maybe it's something, it's information about someone else, during a reading or telepathic thought that they had, or maybe it's something that is meant for you, an opportunity. And if you grab onto it, and you hold on to it and you focus on it and you bring more energy to it and you have self-confidence and a willingness, you can create something. Every single flash of information that comes into your system is meant for you because you operate on a specific vibrational frequency. And I believe that each of us has a mission, a purpose, and when we clear away darkness and negativity and we get through our traumas and our triggers and our dark night of the soul, our true calling will come through, whatever that is. But you have to believe in yourself and empower yourself and trust yourself, and you can accomplish anything you want. I believe that wholeheartedly.
Absolutely, and I think age should not be a factor at all. I was actually reading a really awesome article about a gentleman. He had retired. He went through, you know, he was a World War II veteran, you know, dealt with all types of hardship and heartbreak and just, you know, a really, really sad story overall. But the crazy thing was he didn't let that, his story define him. And it was a beautiful thing that I believe it was somewhere in like his mid or late 70s, he started pursuing a medical career. And he ended up, I believe it was mid 80s, actually became a chiropractor. He was certified in the skeletal system. And he went on to do several, I think he was actually part of designing new chiropractic devices and contraptions to help manipulate the body. So there's always a world out there to us that if we don't take that chance, we don't take that risk, you know, we don't jump, that we'll never know. So it's so important to embrace your soul's calling and let, you know, let that calling unfold.
That reminds me, I was considering our topic next week to be fate, predestined, and or destiny, and I don't know if that's something that you're interested in, but I'm considering that. And I also want to mention that the month of May, we have two guests joining us. One is Athena in Truth, and she's a channeler, and we have a pet communicator joining us. So join us in the month of May. I'll be posting that on Blog Talk Radio and also on social media. You can find us. We have a Facebook page, and it's Two Psychics Radio Show, and I want to share with you that we are here, and I know we have a few callers, so we have a handful of callers, and we want to get to them. We usually get to either the callers or the guest by 8:15, and we're going to stick to the Thursday evenings at 7:30 moving forward, anyone who's listening, and thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate all of you out there. We appreciate the support. And yeah, anyone you know that if you think they'd be into listening to our topic selection and would resonate with what we're doing here, we'd really appreciate you spreading the word about the Two Psychics Radio program.
Woohoo! Okay, so let's get into it. Here we are, Two Psychics. We're at episode 13, and it's all about the silver cord. What exactly is that? Energetic cords and cord cutting. All right, well, what is a silver cord? Well, a silver cord is synonymous with descriptions like crystal cord, astral cord, and it's known as the thread of life and contact. It's a very important connection to the other side. It enters allegedly or possibly through the crown chakra. Our silver cord nourishes our soul. It's said that at the first moment of the fetus, at the first moment of the fetus is connection of the fetus to the soul. So in other words, when the baby moves in the mother's belly, that's the moment that the silver cord is connected to the fetus. It is literally a link between the body and the spirit. So when a silver cord is severed, one side stays up and the other side falls down. The cord of life, the silver cord, is referenced in the Bible. And it's, quote, remember him, creator, before the silver cord is severed, snapped, and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel is broken at the wheel. Your silver cord, each and every one of us has one, reaches to your higher self. And in the spiritual plane, and here to your physical self-etheric, self-astral body, your mental body, in the physical material world. It's said to be located by the breastbone. This thread of life will prevent you from remaining in the astral realm. The silver cord's characteristics look like an elastic string of energy or tinsel, or some say it's even invisible, but it is there. Now, our energetic cords, they are cords that exist as the attachment connection stretching between two people, channeling energy between them no matter the distance within. It's the family, the friends, the lovers. It could be your coworkers. It's everyone that you have a relationship with. You have energetic cords connecting you. And we each share a cord connection, whether it's positive or negative. And it's equivalent to our words, our thoughts, our actions, and emotions. We learn that an energetic cord with someone might be negative, and it serves to drag us down. And that affects us, while someone we connect with on a positive level may be a source of love and happiness. Each of us has many, many cords. All right, we're going to get into energetic cord cutting, and I'm going to share with that, and then I would love to hear what Michael has to say. So energetic cord cutting, I don't know if you've ever heard this. Sometimes when you go to a relationship coach or someone who's in the spiritual realm, they'll say you need to cut the cord. Cords are located in lovers within several of the chakras, possibly the sacral, the sexual centers, the stomach, the heart, the solar plexus chakra, and it's again known to be below the breastbone. So cord cutting, what exactly is that? Well, basically, it's you get into a comfortable position, you relax your body, mind, and spirit, and you engage with your spiritual guides. You might ask Archangel Michael, and it might just be you turning inward and asking your own self to help you release and remove your energetic cords with a specific particular person in your life. You're going to visualize the person before you, recognize the cord attachment, and notice its appearance, because every cord has a look about it. Its width, its depth, its color, and you cut the cord. Or it's said you can pull the cord until it's removed and cleared. Now, cords can grow back. Some benefits of cutting cords: raise your vibration, you'll feel liberated, self-confident, you'll have growth and personal improvement. And I am tongue-tied tonight because I rushed here and I apologize. It's like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm so sorry.
Multitasking.
It's not a good look for me. I'm trying. Everyone have patience. Give me a pass. I'm human.
No, it's all good. It is all good.
Yeah. Yeah, and everybody hold, I'll get you in a minute.
Yeah. No, it's really interesting when we're talking about, are you ready for a little bit of my take on the energetic connections, the energetic cords?
I delved into this. Tell me.
A couple of different aspects, and there's some differing opinions on how the cords are connected, how they transfer, and I've been looking into many different aspects of this for a long period of time. And what a lot of the consensus seems to be, it's interesting talking about like the mother connection and the mother having like a divine connection. And some people say it's the silver cord. And I've also heard people saying with the mother coming into the crown chakra, it could be the golden thread that's intertwined with the silver cord. And that's supposed to be like a pure divine connection to source that also wraps in and is interconnected through our other energetic connections. And what they say, some aspects I've heard of this, where that silver cord and the golden thread can transcend through the crown chakra into the mother's body. And that is actually where the process on a subatomic level occurs that transfers the energy into that womb. And the life is born, the baby is born, the energetic connection comes alive. And then it's almost through the sacral through basically the sacral chakra, the mother gets like this dual combined energetic cycle that runs through her. So she's truly giving birth is truly probably one of the, I would say it's the most divine, divinely connected thing, birth, giving life on this planet. That has to be. And in that cycle, they say the silver cord can connect on an emotional level to the child. And that's where they say many things can be imprinted in, from the mother's environment. So if the mother has, you know, classical music playing and she's embracing certain aspects of positive energy, healing, a lot of times that will transfer to the baby. And they say, you know, the calming music, the classical music, meditation music can soothe the baby if it's kicking. I mean, obviously, I'm a guy. I don't know firsthand. Maybe Mary Amy can tell us a little bit more about those type of things if she experienced any of that type of stuff in pregnancy. But they say that's where that divine connection happens with the baby. And then when the baby's born, I've heard that that silver cord then almost transcends from like a sacral solar plexus area. And I had my own outer body experience when I was, I believe I was 17, 18 years old. And that's how I experienced it. I actually, when I had lifted and raised out of my body, now this is a different experience than like a remote viewing experience. This was really being completely immersed on a soul level, but your physical body was still feeling a lot of the sensations. But I could see the silver cord, and it was actually wrapped with gold thread. So I saw both of them intertwined going back down to my body. And at that point in time, I was really kind of on the edge experimenting with this type of stuff. I wasn't really grounded. I really didn't know how to work with energy really well, and it freaked me out. And I literally felt my body be retracted, literally in like a split second, completely back down to my body. When I started having a little bit of a panic attack, I looked out above. This had happened when I was living in my parents' home as a teenager, and I actually saw above my house. My body raised above my parents' house, and I could see my neighborhood. And what really freaked me out is there was things I could see in like neighbors' backyards. I could see things a few blocks away, and I never saw those things before. And literally for a day or two following, I took my bike around. I was walking around my neighborhood. And, you know, I was trying to investigate to see what I saw in that outer body experience. Was it really there? And I kid you not, there were multiple things, like a wheelbarrow in a certain spot. There was like a little sandcastle set up in another thing. And I actually saw these things that I had no knowledge of that were shown to me in my outer body experience. So it was a pretty mind-boggling, blown away, I guess, cycle of energy that I experienced in that. And it was unlike anything that I've experienced since, other than like a remote viewing experience. So it's similar, but it's not. And obviously this show isn't about that and the connections, but when we can get into that in another episode, but amazing, amazing connection. The outer body experience was pretty mind blowing. And I did see that silver cord with a gold thread intertwined going back to my body. Mind blowing. So that's probably my first experience with this, and, you know, really seeing the effect that you can have when you start to utilize and harness your body's energy fields.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Okay. It's interesting because I guess topics come up and I hear them or something taps into me and there's a suggestion that comes forward. And I guess because we've had romantic relationships that are brought up during the show, or people are trying to get out of something that's going on with them. And I thought, I know that cord cutting is a thing, and I have done it myself. I believe that, and that's why that was the third topic, I believe that it does have an effect because it's almost like you're dismissing, letting go, releasing an energy. However, I know personally that even after you cut the cord, the person can come back forward and it's not done. However, it does take a level off. That's my personal experience. I haven't done any cord cutting in a very long time because I really just kind of said I want to keep everyone. There wasn't anything so extreme that I would cut a cord. And I think, though, that I have let go of some relationships and the cords kind of just fall down maybe. You know what I'm saying? Like they just let kind of they let go themselves because the relationship is not put enriched in any way.
And I think that's what sums it up in a sense too, is if we look at this on a subatomic level, all energy is connected. So we're all connected in some sense. So like you had said earlier, any type of relationship, any connection we have on an energetic level, there can be some type of energetic tie and connection. And whether that be positive or negative, it occurs. And it occurs in many different aspects. You know, it's not just our – that's what people need to understand is energetic connections are not just people. They can also be places. They can also be mindsets, emotional connections. So this is a multifaceted aspect of working with energy, multi-layered aspects to this. So the energy can affect us in many different ways. So it's really important that we kind of take a step back and we really take an internal and an external energy set assessment of how all those things in our environment, whether that be relationships, you know, family, work, you know, whatever it may be, we take a step back and we look at how those energies are affecting us positively or negatively, and then we can properly assess how we need to move forward, you know, in that energetic connection.
Do you believe, Michael, because you have this connection to the spirit world, are our cords continuing into the spirit world, and you, when you speak to spirit, communicate, are their cords still tied to that person who was living, or what happens
to
the cords?
So the best way to sum it up, so I'm going to take everybody back a little bit. So what we were talking about earlier, on a subatomic level, all energy is connected. The basis of the silver cord or any type of energetic connection, so we'll start with the silver cord. The silver cord is supposed to connect our physical, this physical being we are, this physical being, and that connects to the etheric layer. So that etheric layer then radiates through our whole auric field. So the etheric template, which is the collective psychic energy of, you know, our world collective, we tap into that. We tap into our body's, you know, multiple layer auric field. And from that, the silver cord transcends up into the astral layer. And that's where they believe a lot of the connections in the astral layer is to our higher self, that piece of our soul. And there's split viewpoints on this. We have two perspectives. One perspective is the soul separates. So there's a small piece of it, and it stays on this higher vibrating astral realm. And then the rest of it drops down into this physical existence. And we have that silver cord connecting. So it's connecting the physical to the astral. And then beyond that, they say there, the silver cord can extend up farther, or some people say it's not a silver cord at this point. It's a gold thread that transcends directly from the divine, from God, from our source to us. And that can't be cut. They're saying that under no circumstance can we be divided and pulled from that golden thread that connects us to the divine presence and to source. So a couple different aspects on that. And the interesting thing is this isn't just like a new age current event type thing that we're tapping into. This goes way back. This goes back into ancient scripture. And if we go back into the Bible, we look at Ecclesiastes 12:6, and it has, remember your creator now while you are young, before silver cord of life snaps and the golden bowl is broken. Don't wait until the water jar is smashed at the spring and the pulley is broken at the well. For then the dust will return to the earth and the spirit will return to God who gave it. That's Ecclesiastes 12:6. So this goes back, and that's for anybody that has a Christian background, or just, is this something new? Is this something that, you know, Deepak Chopra made up? Is this someone that, you know, who was talking about this? What is it? No, this goes back. This goes back thousands of years. And this even goes back into ancient Sanskrit text. We look into a lot of ancient Hindu writings. We look at the Tibetan monks. They all speak about this divine thread, this divine connection. And whether it's a silver cord or whether it's a golden thread, I think it's still the same thing or a very similar thing given a different name or looked at it a little differently from different cultural experiences. But absolutely, and from that, I do believe we are connected on an astral level when we speak about the Akashic Records, and we speak about the collective consciousness, and we tap into that energy when people are doing a psychic reading. That's what we're tapping into. We're tapping into that collective consciousness, that awareness, and the Akashic Records. So when we were speaking about the Akashic Records several episodes back, that's what we're referring to, is that energetic center, that library of energy that all consciousness, all possibilities reside. So everyone on some level is connected to that. Now, the other thing is they also talk about, okay, so rather than it being a piece of our soul that splits, that our soul actually, it resides interdimensionally. So that's another aspect of it too. So they say, no, the soul doesn't actually split and a piece of it stays up there. We actually live in an interdimensional energetic field, and part of us is always present in that astral plane while we're collectively living this physical existence with the collective consciousness. So there's a couple different aspects to it, and I think they all have some really good points, and I think there's a lot of interconnected information between them. So in my meditations, I think there's aspects of all of it that are true. I believe that we are living interdimensionally. So on that sense, rather than a piece of our soul staying there and breaks apart, I do believe we have an interdimensional consciousness. And I do believe that's what enables me to be a medium, and that enables me to raise my vibration up and hear that energy frequency and be able to discern that language of energy. So that's my take on that. And from my experience, it's almost like the soul is an interdimensional energy field that resides in us, but as it resides in us, it also transcends into the astral. Well, that's kind of my take on it.
It's funny because I'm clairvoyant and I see the mind's eye, I never was really able to, and I mentioned that to you back when we did the episode about the Eric Field aura, your aura.
Oh, yeah.
I was never, I wasn't something, but if you ask me to see a energetic cord to someone, I can see exactly what it looks like. I can see the color, what it's made out of. Like, do you know what I'm saying? It's dimensions. I can see it. And I know that this is a thing. I know this is real. It's a way we can't, like when I looked into it, it was said, well, it's invisible too, but it's there and you can sense it, even if you can't see it, and you're just opening up your eyes and awakening to this being that's within you, your spiritual self, and you will know that there's certain people in your life that you have just wild connections with. And that's because you probably have many cords leading to them. And maybe it's past life, maybe it's just this life, but there's something there that you can't see. And I truly believe it's energetic cords. So I do see those, strangely enough. Like when I was reading about it, it said, well, imagine the person in front of you. And as soon as I do that with anyone, I can see the cord. And the cord might not look like it's in very good shape. It might look like it's really toxic. You can tell. You can tell if there's a healthy cord or not. But I don't know, just kind of put it out there and consider that to be, it's very, very important if you think about it, because I think it's what makes us human are these cords. And a cord that might not be doing well is a cord that maybe you have to do some forgiving. You might need to have some more compassion, or vice versa. The other person might too. But there is something to be said about this, and we all should have some healthy cords.
Absolutely. Well, one way to easily understand this, so people can really get a sense of how connected our energy is, I'm going to take everyone through a little bit of a visualization, just a quick moment. Now, I want everyone to think about one of their favorite concerts they've ever been to, you know, best concert experience you've ever had, really, you know, whether it was a monster stadium, an outdoor festival, whatever it was, think about being at whatever your best live musical concert experience was. And if you're in a stadium and those lights go out, that moment those lights go out, boom, it's all black. And before the band hits that first note, you feel it. The hair on your body, your goosebumps, it just, you know, it the hair on, like, it just, your hair raises, the goosebumps come out, you feel the connected energy, the music kicks in, the audience goes wild, and you feel that elevated vibration. You feel that surge of powerful connecting energy. You feel that presence, and then the music just accentuates it. So that's how heavy and how intense this energetic connection can be. Just think of that moment, that first song, and just the vibe and the zone that we're in. You know, for me, it brings me to a completely different place. You know, it puts me in a different world, and it's amazing. It's, you know, the only thing better than watching it is probably being up on stage actually doing it. You know, and it's an amazing, amazing experience. And I can tell you that connection is so powerful. And I think a lot of us, when we get that rush and that high of such an exuberant energy, and then at the end of the night when that concert's over, and I'm not talking about being hungover from having a cocktail or two or a beer, you know, I'm just talking about on an energy level, we're riding at such a high vibration, you know, at the end of that night, it feels like a ton of bricks can hit us in many aspects, and that's the aspect of absorbing and taking on a lot of the energy that's not yours, you know? So that's part of it. And I think that's the easiest way to understand how we can feel and sense that energy and on what kind of level that energy can affect us.
Okay. I just thought of something. What kind of suggestion can we give? Because here we are mentioning the chords, and we're mentioning our energetic cords. So what kind of suggestion can we give about having a healthy cord?
Well, I think any aspect of connecting energy from one individual to another, one environment to a person, emotional connection. So whatever aspect we're looking at, we really have to ground our own energy first to properly see how it's affecting us. So a lot of the internal work really has to be done so we're on a solid foundation internally with our own energy system. But there's several different aspects. I think to simplify it, you know, this is an ongoing process. And I think with anyone doing this, just expect unfolding after several weeks of doing this. So you might get a fabulous disconnect of energy you want to disconnect to the first try, but you still may experience some type of connection. So don't put these high expectations on yourself, but to transform energy, that's basically what we're doing when we're connecting a tie. You first have to look at the aspects of energy. So we'll look at cutting a cord. So what I would say, if you're trying to cut an energetic cord, take a step back and on an energy level, you want to feel the emotions around that. Now, is this, we're going to say this is a person. So this is a person you're interacting with, whether it's family, friend, coworker, whoever this may be. If you're interacting on an energetic level where you feel you have to, first thing you have to do is assess the energy and feel it and sit with it and know, hey, this my energy feels chaotic. It feels completely out of sorts when I'm in this person's energy field. When I leave them, you know, now I'm feeling angry. Now I feel, you know, broken or negative, whatever it may be that's around that you feel you have to cut the energy connection. First step is grounding your energy, feeling the emotions of it, and then we want to set the intention. So setting the intention first, and this is using that statement for yourself to transform the energy of the feelings. So, you know, i.e., I'm transforming my anger into love and light, you know, to keep it something simple. So you want to transform that energy. First thing is putting the intention out to the collective. We set the intention and be very, very specific. I want to disconnect any negative, harmful, anxious, chaotic energy connection to person A, you know, boom, boom, this person, this is who it is. Set the intention. See it visually in your mind's eye. Cut the cord. See that silver cord, and you're physically cutting it. You're breaking the connection. I would also shield our energy. If you're envisioning almost like a force field, you know, a bubble, a golden white, divine bubble of positive, loving energy that will help deflect and defer that energy away from you. So that's the process of it. Setting the intention, visualizing the intention, and you're visualizing that precious image of the disconnect of the energy cord, the cutting of the energy cord, and the healing of your body. And you're starting to see your energy come back to you and your energy be revitalized, and you're being renewed and your body's feeling rejuvenated. And you're just going to set these intentions, and you're going to say to yourself, you know, walk yourself through it. I feel protected. I feel guided to my highest and best. My energy has been separated from person so-and-so. I feel the energy uplifting in my body that is bringing joy and love that I haven't felt in that. Whatever it may be, you set the intention, you visualize, and you imagine this new connection. So this new connection is you're separated. Your energy is now uplifting. You're not being pulled down. You're not being harmed. You're not having the negative effect of that connection and that cord. You can also, in this process, you're going to breathe. Focus on, you know, one of the simplest ways to transform energy is breathing. Focus in on your breath. Focus in on releasing this energy from all your chakra centers and envision them. Envision each chakra center and go through it and feel the cleansing, golden, white, loving energy uplift any of the negativity and push it out down the bottom of your feet back into Mother Earth. It'll recycle. It'll reground. So a lot of the process is being very mindful. So you're opening up your energy field to be mindful of what's negatively affecting you. What energy cords do you have to cut? Set the intention. Be very specific and a very basic one. I'm transforming the negative energy, the anxiety that I feel when I'm in so-and-so's presence, when I'm around this person. Whatever the negative is, you state it and you transform it. I'm transforming this negative energy of anger, of anxiety, of pain. I'm transforming this into love and light. I'm transforming this into a beautiful renewal of my life. And you set these intentions and you visualize it. You start to manifest. And this is the basis of all manifesting and all transition and all transformation. So then you're visualizing those images. And now you want to be very mindful of words. You know, people don't realize how powerful the vibrations of words are. Catch yourself if you start speaking in a manner that's demoralizing, that's devaluing yourself, that's disregarding you and your energy, that's disregarding the way you feel. You know, you truly have to embrace this and you have to sit with it. And sometimes this can be very painful, unnerving energy that will cause a lot of discomfort. But the most valuable thing you can do for your body, mind, spirit's well-being and transforming this energy is sitting with it, embracing with it, feeling it. And in those moments, we're working with our breath. We're paying attention to the power of the words we're saying. We really want to minimize any kind of negative affirmations, any negativity we're putting out there for ourselves, for those around us, and shift and try to shift that into a positive. And it's a work in progress, and we have to continually do this until we feel that relief and that release of that energy connection. It could happen the first time. It may take you, you know, several tries of doing this. So it's a process, and that's how we need to approach this. It's a process that we need to take ourselves through. You know, we don't know how long it took to have these energetic connections and these silver core, not silver core, but these energetic ties. We want to keep the silver connections. We want to embrace those and we want to magnify those. And I would say we want to grow that connection while we minimize and we try to release any of the negative, self-defeating, harmful connections that we have. And what we have to look at when we're looking at this energy, don't just think of it in terms of relationship, you know, or a friendship or a work connection. You know, a lot of this could be a cycle that we put ourselves through, you know, or if, give you an example. So someone could have negative energetic connections to physical activity or weight loss or trying to get healthy, and they build all this conflict and all this anxiety and all this pain around those emotions, and we build a negative connection to that. So we have to break free for those. We have to look at that, look at those internal, like the internal words, the internal mindset that we have, the approach of how we're going about the self-talk, how we're going about trying to manifest change or not manifest change. You know, a lot of people will go into what they call a freeze state, and our body just goes in. If we've dealt with a lot of anxiety or a lot of trauma, a lot of grief, if we've had a lot of uncertainty, a lot of pain, our body can go into this freeze state, and that's almost, I guess that's exactly what it is. You're almost immobilized, and you can't move forward, and you stay stuck. So it's a matter of setting the intention, visualizing, understanding the power of words, understanding the power of your breath, and you're utilizing all these different aspects to transform, utilize, and harness this energy into a beautiful, uplifting, precious thing in our life, and not a debilitating negative aspect that you know, we really stress over. So that's the basis of it. That's a several step, I would say. If we're going to look at it and you want me to simplify it, how to transform energy and cut any type of energetic tie is going to be a process that we start with setting an intention. We set the intention. From the intention, we visualize. In that visualization, we start to replace the negatives with the positives in all aspects. We start to utilize the power of breath. We start to be more mindful of the words that are coming out of us, how we're speaking about ourselves, how we're speaking about others, how we're speaking in general about our life. And we look at all these aspects, and as soon as we start shifting and we start cutting any negative ties, you'll notice it just grows and compounds. It's like that small little snow. We're going to say it's the little tiny snowball on the top of the hill, and it just gets rolling and rolling, and we get momentum, and it builds stronger and stronger, and then we just start manifesting more positive, uplifting connections, and they start replacing any of those negative anxiety, I would say more lower vibrating connections. So anything around that. And, you know, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for connections that are shifting to an energy of love, and that's transforming the anxiety, the pain, the trauma, the grief, any of those lower vibrating, you know, the guilt, the anger, the jealousy, like all these different things. We're shifting those emotions and we're transforming them. And in transforming them, you're breaking that connection. And I'll tell you, there, like what you'll find too is when you start raising your vibration, you start breaking these negative energy connections, you'll find there's certain relationships or certain connections that are going to fall to the side. You're going to lift your vibration, and lower vibrating, more negative aspects that are around you will start to fall away. You'll outgrow them. And that's just part of the process. So that's what we have to understand, is it's a process, and it's something that it's a beautiful thing if it can happen immediately, but it doesn't always happen that quick. And this is something we're going to have to work through.
That was lovely. I really appreciate you walking everyone through that, and in such a poetic way. I love that, what you just shared. And I'm going to re-listen to this because I need to hear it again. Though sometimes you grab on to information and you don't get it all. You have to hear it multiple times because I'm only hearing one aspect of it, and maybe I'm not necessarily ready to hear the rest. Okay, so right now what I'd like to do is I'd like to bring on a caller, and then we'll get into any upcoming events, and then I will do a visualization, and then we'll have more callers. So I hope that's okay with everyone. How do you feel about that, Michael?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so I have many people holding right now, and I'm going to grab someone right now, and let's bring them on. Hi, this is Mary and Michael. Who's this?
This is Mary also.
Hi, Hi, Mary. Well, join us here on Two Psychics.
What's up, Mary?
I was agreeing with Mary saying it was a lot to absorb with your and I would have to revisit it also because it was a lot to absorb.
A lot of information.
Yes, thank you.
That's the nice thing about this being recorded. You can go listen to it whenever you want, and you can listen to it as many times as you want. And I think we put a lot of value out there. If you sit with the information we're putting out there, it can really transition the energy, transform the energy, and you know, something we all need. That's the big thing. I think people look at how these energy cords or how these connections affect us physically, but it's really a three-edged sword. I'm going to say not a double-edged sword. This is a triple-edged sword. We have the body, you know, we have the mind, and we have the spirit, and it's a triple sword. Look at all aspects of that blade, and you know, we have to encompass and work to balance and ground all that energy. So, Mary, before I start rambling on about energy, you know, transformation, what question do you have for us?
Well, I guess I want to learn how to, you know, ground myself and use those that sword to enhance my daily life. And just, you know, it's such a bad time in the world right now, and every day you're pulled down by all the news and horror and everything, and it's tough to get up every morning and smile if you turn on your TV or radio.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, Mary, one of the best things I did, and I say this is something everyone should try, unless you have really little kids in the house that are dependent on TV, get rid of your TV. It was the best thing I did. I think I did it 8 or 9 years ago, and I would never go back to having. Now I'm not saying I don't have some streaming, you know, and I stream a little bit here and there, and I jump on YouTube and watch videos, or you know, jump on Blog Talk and listen to something. But we have to be really aware of our environment. We have to be really aware of what not only are we putting into our body as far as we're ingesting as food, but what are we mentally eating ourselves.
You're absolutely
right.
That's
an important aspect. You know, that's what I said initially. When we're transforming energy, we really have to take a step back, and we really have to look at all aspects of, you know, relationships, job, you know, anything around the environments we're in, any connections we have, and we have to have a self-assessment. You know, how am I affecting those energies? Am I bringing my best self to those people and those places and those things? And if not, maybe I can adjust. Or are those things negatively affecting me that I have no control over? So my control is either accept it, and then that may pull me down, or I have to cut the tie. I have to cut the energy tie so I can uplift and manifest my full potential. So that's my first recommendation to anyone. That would be my first recommendation to you. And this isn't the easiest thing. Because we're emotionally, you know, especially if we're dealing with, you know, people we've known for a long period of time, or, you know, family, friends, we have to assess all connections and how are all connections affecting us. And that's the first part of it. And sitting with that and sitting with those emotions, you know, that could stir up a lot of stuff. You know, there may be things and aspects of relationships that we thought we were over, or we thought we've made amends with, or, you know, whatever it may be, there still could be blockages. There could still be anxiety around certain things. There could still be some kind of pain or blockage that we're carrying from that. So we have to sit with that and see how we can heal it. And that's really what this is about. When we're talking about energy ties, it's about transforming and healing the energy that's negatively affecting us. So that's the first step. We take a step back. So that's my challenge to you is, literally just look at, especially the five people closest to you, because the five people closest to you can really affect your energy levels. You're in contact with them a lot. What they're doing can spill over to you and your energy field. What you're doing can spill over to them. So we really have to take a self-assessment and how am I carrying my energy when I'm in these places or when I'm with these people or when I'm doing this job, whatever it may be, assess it and be really honest with yourself. And this is information that's between you and your soul. You know, this is between you, your soul, and source and God. You know, and we really have to take this self-assessment. And then we look at it, you know, or what can I do differently? What can I change? If I'm doing everything to the best of my abilities and we're really looking at an unbiased, you know, am I really trying as hard as I can to make this situation right or good? And if it is, and we see, hey, I need to move myself from it, then we have to cut the ties. And that could be hard. Yeah. There's lots of emotional attachment, but you have to look out for your energy and yourself, because if you don't and you allow these negative energy connections to just pull your energy and drag you down and negatively affect you, that's not doing it good for anyone. You know, that's going to lead to debilitating ailments, depression, you know, all kinds of negative consequences. So as hard as it can be, we have to assess these relationships. We have to assess these environments. We have to assess our mindsets, if there's any self-limiting beliefs. So really take a cold, hard look at that stuff. And then once you figure it out, hey, I do need to make that energetic cut. You need to cut that tie. We set the intention. We visualize it. We visualize the disconnect. And then we also visualize the emotions and the feelings that we want to replace what we're cutting and what we're removing, what we're burning away, whatever that may be to you. You want to visualize the highest and best and the most beautiful, loving energy that you can fill that space with. And then, you know, really be aware of the power of words. Be aware of your breath. If breath will shift our energy and our focus in an instant. It truly is one of the most powerful gifts we have, is sitting with the breath and sitting with holding that breath and releasing it and just shifting our energy. And it's an amazing thing. And I truly believe it's a divine gift we've been given. But next to that, it's assess your environment, the TV. Look at, don't
Michael,
share that on.
Michael, let's have Mary. Let's have Mary give us a question or give you a question.
Yeah. So let's do it. So that's the energy transfer. We rambled on a little bit of that. So what specific question in your life, or is there something you want us to kind of get into?
My relationships I have are good. I'm having very minor health issues now. So, but at my age, I should. But it's nothing earth-shattering or, you know, deadly. And I want to appreciate every day and not wake up burdened with all these things going on in the world, not just my world. My world's pretty good, you know. So I just want to, you know, kind of learn how to deal with all that. And
I think First off, you being aware of energy, wanting to work with your energy, that's the first shift. Just give me your name slowly one time, and I just want to get into your energy field. We'll connect.
Mary.
Okay, Mary. So immediately as I connect on an energetic level, the month of August is coming to me. So I don't know, is August a significant month around you or your family for anniversaries, births?
It was my mother's birthday in August.
So I'm sensing that as a very significant month around you, and it could be mom's energy connecting. Now, I have, so as a medium, and we're connecting, and I have you around you pulling in, I actually have younger female energy. When I'm connecting with the month August, I do sense that connection around mom. I do sense that motherly energy, but I also sense a shift. So I do believe going into that energetic cycle around that month will be a very positive energy shift for you. Around that being said, I sense, so with Mary, is there another M, or is there a sister? So is sister in spirit that's also M?
In August, my granddaughter, Molly Jane.
Okay. So mom is talking about, okay, so that's what it is. So that's what she's talking about. She's talking about the other female energy in August. That's the M, like her. All right, cool. Right. So she just wants to acknowledge that. So I appreciate that. information around there. Now, is there also a sister or a close friend that would have been sisterly to you that's in spirit? I feel as if there's like a sister energy that's coming in with mom's energy.
Well, it has nothing to do with August, though.
No, not necessarily. August, mom, I'm just trying to, they were giving me August as a very significant date around the family and to them that you would be able to identify. So mom's birthday, but then she was also talking about the female energy, the M, tied into August.
Born in August also.
Yeah, and you said that's your granddaughter, your niece?
My granddaughter, yes.
Granddaughter. Ah, excellent. Okay, so she was referring to that. So she's just given a little bit of evidence to try to confirm that, you know, that's as an evidential medium, they want some type of authentication that they're with us.
Sure.
So now she's, now she's talking about the sister. Who is your sister? You have a sister?
I have two sisters. One is near me that I saw yesterday, and the other one does not live near us.
Okay, so the one is farther. Okay, so I think then she might be bringing. I now from this though, I have she. They're talking about the sisters, so I want to get into the connection a little bit with your sisters. But they're also with mom, though, in spirit. There's a younger female energy. And I don't know if you have an aunt, Anne Marie, Annette, Anne, somewhere around. Like,
it's my niece who committed suicide.
Oh, and she's younger. Okay. Okay. And is it Anne Marie? Anne Marie is her name?
Her maiden name was Anne Morrell.
Ah, okay. So that's what she's saying to me. Okay, I appreciate that. Sometimes you got to understand, I'm deciphering this energy and I'm trying to interpret how I'm hearing it.
You're right on.
So it's important for me to share with you that she's with your mother. So I don't know if there was concern or grief of I feel like I have to bring this up because I feel like there may be some Catholic or Christian connections in the family around suicide or around purgatory or around concerns around. I could tell you, first off, she's coming through right now because it's very important that you know she is okay and she is in the divine presence of God. She's in heaven.
Yes.
She's with your mom. So your mom is bringing her through. So just know if there is concerns, worry, issues of what happened to her, how is she doing? But I feel like she's connected. Yeah. I feel like people around the family have talked to her or you've talked to her. Or she's made some type of connection. She shows me that.
Sure.
But
sure.
Now, she's pulling me to again, mom, so I just want to give you that confirmation that she's okay, but I also want to talk about your granddaughter. So mom is talking about your granddaughter, and I believe she's talking about her dancing. Is she going into like a ballet or a tap, or is there talk about her going into some kind of dance or theater or drama, something where she would be in front of people performing?
Not to my knowledge, unless it's a concert or something like that, but she is employed and works as event planner. So I don't know if that has something to do with something.
So that's what I was saying, the theatrical around her energy field. So there's something more to that. So I'll just give you a little piece of information. So there's something more around her either managing or coordinating events in the entertainment industry on a different level than what she's doing. So she may actually be coordinating like musical productions or theater productions or something around her taking what she's doing and throwing an entrepreneurial spin or some kind of side venture or side hustle around that. You just know there's positive energy, and that's coming from mom. That's coming from, you know, your mom. She's seeing all of it. So Mary Amy, I don't want to leave you out on this one, even though we got a good connection with spirit. But what do you got coming up?
So what I received regarding you, Mary, is that you are carrying around evidence of anxiety, and this is something that you need to release so you have less burden. I sense that you have a willingness for adventure and you want good things. And below the surface, you have so much hope. You're very visual and you know what's possible and you're just trying to reach it. So here's some suggestion that I am going to give for you. I also see yellow and white flowers. So I will have to figure out what that means. I'll have to investigate. But
I just
I would have to say, oh, you did? Okay, there you go. Okay, so what I would have to say is what I'd like you to do is I would like you to close your eyes right now, and I would like you to get comfortable in your seat or wherever you are and just put let go of any tension that you have in your body. And I would like you to visualize, in other words, when you close your eyes, I'd like you to see exactly what is the most, the quickest, I guess, wish that you have, and see yourself doing it. Something that you've wanted to do, something that you would love to do, and I'd like you to see you doing it in your mind. If you close your eyes, you let out a breath.
Yes.
Because this is how you're going to accomplish it. Because as soon as you can see yourself doing it, you're very visual, you will definitely, most definitely be able to accomplish it. And I know that moving forward, if you take a moment, you find your peace inside, you close your eyes, you let out a breath, and you visualize it. And you say, and it doesn't have to be, you know, like baby steps with this, baby steps. You can wake up in the morning, and if you start to go into a place of anxiety or stress, you close your eyes, you sit comfortably somewhere, and you visualize whatever it is that you want to do. Now, it can be some grandiose, humongous goal, and as time goes on, Mary, what's going to happen is you're going to accomplish these things, and you're not, they're not going to be so grandiose anymore. You're going to be like, I need a bigger adventure. I need a bigger adventure, because it all comes from within. It's not anyone out here in the physical reality is going to change things. It's all about you figuring it out. And if you let go of anxiety and stress and you just find your inner peace and you're quiet for a minute, it's going to come to you, I promise.
I thank you. Thank you. That's very helpful.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary. Just know your loved ones are watching over you and helping guide your way.
All right. Thank you. Thank you both so much.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you,
and
Mary.
You have a wonderful evening. Blessings, blessings,
all
blessings.
Right.
Be well.
Thank you.
Bye. You there, Michael?
Good. Yeah, that was good. We had a great, great energetic connection.
She's lovely. That was wonderful. Wow. Okay. So we have many, many people holding right now. And if it's okay with you, let's get into upcoming events and where you can be reached. I know you mentioned the top of the show, but let's do that. And then I'm going to do a quick visualization, and then we're going to get two more callers. How does that sound?
That sounds excellent.
Okay, so share with us again, what do you have upcoming? I know we have the Memorial Day event, and you have musical events, and you have the Memorial Day event. And
yeah, so the best way to get in touch with me, so I will put out my Facebook page, Eye of the Spirits with Michael Edley. That's going to have my latest, most upcoming events, information, workshops, classes, any of that type of stuff. You can message me on there if you want to try to get a private reading, a small group reading. You want to set up a gallery at your location or facility. Have all kinds of additional options, classes, workshops. So Eye of the Spirits with Michael Edley, that's my Facebook page. You can also reach me on the web at michaeledley.com. I'm on Meetup, spreading out through all the social media, but michaeledley.com or Eye of the Spirits with Michael Edley is probably your best bet right now. We do have the Touch Mother Earth Festival coming up over Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to be a part of that. Mary Amy will be joining me on Monday for a mediumship gallery. It's going to be a really, really awesome experience. I have a readings and Reiki event coming up. I believe that's May 10th at the Garden State Distillery. I believe that's the date. I don't have my calendar in front of me, but I'm pretty sure that's it. I think we have a few tickets still left, so still time to get out there, and you can get a little mini reading with me, get a nice Reiki session, experience the elevation of energy healing. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing, and that's what I got going on right now.
I love it. I'm like, it's just... I feel like this is such a positive episode, so positive and positive, like great energy. Okay, everyone, we have another show next Thursday, so we are pretty much stabilizing at the Thursday at 7:30. And I appreciate everyone who's hung in there because we've swapped back and forth Friday through Thursday. However, now it seems as though that is where we're going to be at. Now, next week we are going to have topics and callers, and in May, I believe it's May 9th, we have Athena and Truth, a channeler, and that should be very exciting. And at the end of the month, we're going to have a very well-known pet communicator. She's a pet psychic, and she can speak to your animals, your pets. In regard to me, you can find me on social media. My website is going to be up probably by the first week in May, maryamyofficial.com. You'll be able to find me in interviews. And also, if you want to write down your dreams when you wake up, I suggest you get a dream journal. And you can find my dream journal on Amazon. It's My Dream Journal, a private diary, a personal diary of messages, signs, and symbols by Mary Amy. And that's about it. So I would like to do a quick visualization, and then I want to get into one of the many callers. Okay, Michael?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Okay, so everyone, the reason why we do this is it's baby steps. When we quiet our insides, when we quiet our spirit, we will find that we can expand our consciousness and awareness, and we can learn more about ourselves and develop our psychic abilities. All right, so everyone, what I'd like you to do right now is we're going to do a visualization together. Okay, let out a breath to start. I'd like you to sit in a comfortable position. Now, the more comfortable you are, then the more easy this will be and the more you will connect to your inner light. Let's close our eyes and let's relax our bodies, okay? So we're going to breathe, and I'd like you to scan your body for tension. All right? And that's going to range all the way from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, and you're going to let out a breath. All right, so together I'd like us to inhale and exhale three times, and we'll do it on a five count. So you're inhaling for five, you're holding it for five, and you're releasing it for five. Let's do that three times together, and we're going to really find that ultimate version of ourselves. Okay, here we go. Last one. Okay. So now that we've let go of all of our tension in our bodies, our muscles, our organs, our flesh, our bones, let's feel the quiet. Let's hear the peace. Do you hear the peace? There it is. And you're going to breathe out old energy. And what you're going to do is you're going to see around your physical body a bright yellowish light. And this bright yellowish light fills all the space in the room, even beyond the walls of the room, as far as you can imagine. A powerful, bright, whitish, yellow light. So I'd like you to acknowledge that this light is serene, it's still, it's tranquil. And it begins to cover you, this light that fills the room beyond the walls of the room. And first, the light hits the tip of your toes, your feet, that are grounded, and it moves through your body. And you sense the light in every pore of your body as it moves through you, up your legs, your torso, your waist, your chest, your arms, your face. Your inner spirit is calm. You smile broadly. All your pain is gone. There's no trace. All the suffering has disappeared. Now you search for it. You can't find it. this beautiful whitish yellow light, this divine light has taken over your being. So one thought is evident. How? Well, it's my choice to be sad, angry, happy, peaceful. I can have a positive intention or thought. So the soothing light stays inside of you. Suddenly, your mind feels complete relief. You embrace it. Your physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of your being are calm and peaceful. Joy falls on you. Now I'd like you to say a wish before you open your eyes. Say a wish. And I'd also like you to remember what it feels like to have peace and calmness and serenity within your being. I will count backwards to one. 3, 2, 1, open your eyes. Michael, are you there?
Boom, and that's how you transfer the energy. Exactly what we were talking about. That's exactly it. So if someone wanted to take that a step further onto the cord cutting routine, they would basically do what you just took us all through. That's going to ground us. That's going to center us. That's going to set the intention. You know, we start envisioning that cord being cut. We're separating from that energy field, whatever it may be, that person, that place, that thing. And we start replacing it with the brighter, happier, more positive, uplifting energy that we want to replace it with. So that's excellent. And I think that brought our whole cutting cord workshop. You know, that was like a little workshop we just had there.
Well, I like all the little workshops you do. You did one earlier about cord cutting. I appreciate your input always.
I think that brought it full circle because that's exactly what people want to do. And I didn't know that's the exact type of meditation you were going to do tonight or take us through. And that's exactly what we need to do to ground, to get that solid energy foundation and then build upon that foundation with the intention, the visualization, the understanding the power of words, understanding the power of breath, and then shifting and transforming that energy. So what do you got for us next? Do we got some callers?
Okay. I have some callers. So I'm going to grab a few. I don't even know who to pick here. Let me just, and hopefully I know some of you are interested in getting a call, you know, to call in again. And sometimes it's not easy to take the same person as the week before. So just have patience with us. Maybe skip a week and don't call each week so someone new comes on. So let's see who this
is.
Okay, let's see who this is right now. Hi, who's this?
This is Jessica.
Hello? Hi, Jessica.
Hello?
This is Mary.
Hi.
And Michael. How are you?
What's up, Jessica? How are you?
I'm great because I'm listening to you guys right now.
That's awesome.
To be honest.
That's what we love to hear. That's what we love to hear.
How are
so
you tonight?
Yeah, Jessica, what do you got going on and what question did you have for us?
What's going on? And the question, well, I guess I kind of struggle every year in March and April. I kind of go through these cycles. And I listened to what you were saying, you know, through the talks. And, you know, I always try to reset energetically and do all these things. But right now, again, I'm at the same point where I'm not sure about the next job. I just signed a lease. My rent went up. You know, I know I can handle these things. Like, you can't doubt that. But I just, you know, just sometimes I need to kind of seek some affirmation or reaffirmation or some sort of guidance level out.
So let's do this. Let's connect on an energy level. If you want to just say your name slowly, we'll open up our energy fields, connect our energy, and we'll see what unfolds around you.
Sure. Jessica.
All right, Jessica. So prominently, I think tonight's sessions of call-ins are going to open with a month because with you, for some reason, I'm seeing a prominent month of May. So May is very significant in your energy field. So I don't know if there's a specific family birthday, a death,
an anniversary. There's many birthdays in May. My father.
Okay.
Yeah, many.
So they're giving me that. So I'll tell you, they're imprinting this. So what's happening with tonight? And I'll just share this with you and everybody else that's listening. I'm not going into like full mediumship mode, but what I am is I'm kind of going into like that semi trance. And as I connect to your energy field, I'm connecting to your collective. So you have a very powerful collective energy field, and that's your loved ones, your guides, your guardians, your angels, you know, that whole collective spiritual realm that's around you, or, you know, or that realm that's watching over us. And yeah, they're giving me that May as significant. In addition to that, they're honoring. So they're talking about the family. They're talking about the family member. I'm not sure who recently went through like a hospice or a long-term drawn out. I don't know if this is a cancer. I feel like, okay, so what I'm getting around this, they're talking about you. I don't know if you were packing up lunches or snacks or sandwiches or making food. I feel like you were making food for someone that was very sick, very ill, either going through like a cancer treatment that it was very resistant and they went into like a hospice situation. But I feel organs are failing. I feel like cardiovascular failing. And I do feel male energy around this.
Okay. The first person I thought of was Bob, but Bob is, because we did a spaghetti dinner. He's a good, close, very close family friend. He's family, essentially, Alzheimer's, though. He had Alzheimer's.
Let me ask you this. Was there something funny about like how something was packed up or brought to him? Like I'm seeing food in like a brown bag and it looks like that you have like this best phenomenally prepared.
Like grandpa.
Great. Something with the brown bags and like food leaking through, or him like kind of kidding around about how like the food was packed up, like a weird lunchbox?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly can't really. I don't know. There's a lot of there have been a lot of deaths.
Okay, so
this kind of
fits. So let me see if I can get a little bit more. So I'm definitely getting connected to this person. I believe who I'm connecting to had some kind of tie to either local or state government, like worked for, was somehow tied in and worked. Like, I don't know, like worked for local government, worked for the road department, worked for the town.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, everybody in my life too, though.
So we got a couple of them. So we have a lot of them giving me this information. So there's a couple of them that it corresponds with.
It could be Uncle Twin. My Uncle Twin.
Was there an Anthony? A Tony?
Twin.
Because that's what I'm hearing. Okay, so we're just gonna put it this way.
That's my
You have a lot of loved ones watching over you. I would say there's good things on the horizon for you. I think the energy may be a little chaotic right now, and you're gonna have to persevere. I think you're gonna have to really budget, and you're gonna have to really cut out certain expenditures for leisure, for entertainment, and I think you know that. But I think you've had a hard time. I think there's something like it's funny because I almost feel like this is like grandfather, like male energy. This is definitely dad's side, heavy male energy on that side.
Yeah.
And they're laughing about the budgeting or like improv. So I don't know if you have like some weird spending habits that they're laughing about. Like you have to always get something like a certain hair procedure or nails done or something like that they're.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, so whatever they're talking to, and I don't need to know, but you know what it is. So, but we can authenticate that. We know they're bringing through evidence, but they're kind of laughing about you having to kind of do. I'm gonna say you're gonna budget. I'm gonna simplify.
Okay.
You're gonna budget. Yeah. You're gonna tighten down the financial situation. What's funny is, they talk about, like, I feel like you're a good person, too. I feel like you're that person that if you're out with a group of friends, somehow you end up putting it on your credit card, or somehow you pay the bill, or somehow you pick up the expense.
I always pay when I can. I always pay when I can.
And that's nice, and you're doing a good thing.
No, that's not always, I know.
But, well, Well, that's what they're talking about. They're really just, they're talking about, you know, finances, you know, when you're being frivolous, but you just got to kind of take a step back. We're talking about taking a step back and assessing our energy field and assessing how we can transform that energy. I just think there's small shifts around you right now that you have to embrace around finances. And I don't think it's going to be a problem for you. I just think you have to get in those habits and you just have to adjust a little bit. But I think you're going to be okay. And the realm around you and the Tonys, the Anthonys, like there's a lot of them. And I feel like they're yelling, like, look at, she's got this. She's got this.
Yeah.
You know? So you're going to be able to navigate this. You got really good energy. You know, you have a really positive vibe to your energy. So I think that's going to benefit you tenfold. And Mary Amy, what are you sensing around this?
Hi, Jessica. Okay. Hi. When you first got on the phone call, you mentioned 2 months. Was it May, June? You mentioned two months that you have this repeated.
March and April.
What did you say?
March and April, always.
March and April.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I received is, all right, what I received is, first of all, you say repeatedly that you kind of circle back and there's something that happens March and April, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay. So can you don't have to tell us, but can you go to the first time that this happened, the first March and April, and go to it? And was there an event that happened to you that was emotionally traumatic? Yes?
Yeah, it's all work related. Yeah.
Okay, so then that's what you have to release. That's it right there in a nutshell.
Got to cut that cord.
Right, so you have to look at that, whatever that is. And when I say release, I don't believe that, and I don't think you do either. I don't believe we should sit and chastise people. I'm always someone, a firm believer is, you leave the bad and you take the good. So in other words, if something that is upsetting, I say, okay, what were the benefits? What was the good stuff? Because there's always a silver lining. So that's what I suggest first off. I suggest that you sit down with a piece of paper and you write down everything about that event, that work event. That was the first time it happened, because we have to shift your energetic pattern. You have an energetic pattern that keeps. And that's because of this. It's like when we say, oh, how did I end up with that same person? It's the same personality in a different body. It's because we haven't let go of the first one, right? Yep. So that's how you're going to switch your timeline. I also saw the color red. I don't know why. Now, I saw you, even though I don't know what you physically look like necessarily, I saw you with a pool of water in front of you, and you had a fishing pole. And so what I received was, it was a combination that you need an emotional cleansing, but you're also feeling this deja vu. Now, you can change and adapt. I believe you have that. You have, let's go. You are someone who can, you know, and you've mentioned this tonight. But I see it that you can kind of dart into different types of groups. You can kind of adapt yourself. You are very good at many things, and you can kind of even shift your personality. You make friends very easily. Now, I wonder too, and just this could also be a possibility, why this keeps circling back. There might be something related to a past life that happened to you. So Okay. So there's a past life that's bringing you back to this. And again, you can release this too. And you can find the silver lining. Now, I also sense that you can communicate in the spirit world very well, as much as you're capable in the physical reality in our world. And I don't know if you know that. I don't know if they come through to you in dreams. But you are definitely capable of that. Yes. Okay. All right.
Yeah, you guys are amazing, actually. I've been listening. I'm like, this is nailing it tonight, you guys.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the validation.
We appreciate that. We appreciate the validation you're bringing through for us, too. So that's good. But just know you have a lot of a lot of support and a lot of guidance in the spiritual realm. So sit with that energy, embrace that energy, and start working with that energy. You know, do those meditations, transform that energy, work with your breath, set the intention, you know, use the visualization. Just rewind this episode, listen to it, and all the information's right there for you.
Yes, thank you. Thanks. You know, what's funny is, thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. You're awesome. Thanks for listening.
I didn't want to cut you off, but what were you saying? What was really funny?
The Uncle Tun, my Uncle Tun, I think more, he's my dad's brother, and he says, everything in moderation, Jessica, everything in moderation.
Well, that's what I think he was talking about.
Yeah, a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, okay, here we go.
Yeah, they bring the... I just bring the message through. I don't interpret the message. I pretty much bring it through exactly how they want me to present it to you, so you know what he's saying to you. You know,
yeah.
Get that guidance, because they're watching over you and they're going to guide you through this. Absolutely.
Thank you. Can I ask you guys to say out loud again how one would contact you? I mean, it's kind of hard to filter through. Can you guys?
Oh, sure. So
yeah.
You can go to my website, Michael Edley. It's just my name, michaeledley.com, michaeledley.com. You can send me a message out on there if you wanted to schedule a private reading. I do those in person, by phone, Zoom, you know, so got a lot of different options for you. And if you're on Facebook, you can go to Eye of the Spirits with Michael Edley. And that has all my upcoming events and anything I'm doing. And you can also reach me on Messenger.
Okay, cool.
And right now, like I said earlier, my website should be up in May. But until then, you can always message me on Instagram, Mary Amy Official. I'm on Facebook, Mary Amy. You can always Messenger me, and I'll get right back to you. And what else? We have a Facebook page, so I hope you like it.
Yeah, check out.
I hope you like our Facebook page. We're getting a handful of followers here and there.
It's a new page, and we need some likes and follows on it.
Yeah, we can just go on to that.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thanks, Jessica. Have a great evening. Be well.
You too. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Fantastic. Okay, so. Should we get right to another caller here? Because here we are. We have 27 minutes.
We're
people
in the zone. Let's do it.
Okay, so here we go. Let's see. I don't know here we go. We'll just try this first person. Hi, who's this? It's Mary and Michael.
This is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Nice to meet
Elizabeth,
you. Thanks for calling in. Where are you calling from, Elizabeth?
Chicago.
Chicago, woohoo! Fantastic.
Ooh, get the northeast. A little bit up east from us. So what question did you have for us today?
You may remember I called last week about my cat who was misdiagnosed at a vet and almost passed away because of it.
Yeah. What's going on with that?
See, I took him to my regular vet Monday for a recheck, and he is totally improved. They could not believe how good he looked.
That's fabulous.
And that he survived a seizure with absolutely no neurological damage.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, were you doing any type of energy healing with him, or were you doing any type of alternative care outside of what the vets were recommending you to do, or what was the situation with it?
Yeah, I was visualizing like a whitish, cool blue light around him because he had a fever. And every night I was doing that, and the fever went down, and the swelling on his head went down half already. It's half gone. I used to take him for walks on his leash, and we used to look up at the stars. I'd say, "Kitty, look up at the stars," and he'd look up, and we'd just sit there and look. And I have a crystal starlight in my living room, and I put a little tea light candle in there, and he keeps looking at it and looking at me.
Wow, how cool is
that? Yeah, so like I've been doing all this stuff to heal him, and he is so much better. He's not 100%, but I think he's still going to be here with me. He's not ready to go.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. And you do know we have an animal communicator coming on in a few weeks, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's cool. And I was wondering,
really
you know,
cool.
I'm... I'm doing all these things. Is there anything else I can do for him? I mean, I'm convinced that he believes.
I think that's a perfect example. I believe you're believing in the energy healing aspect of things and incorporating these non-traditional aspects of healing. You know, I think right there is one of the greatest testimonies to transforming energy and using that energy to heal. Exactly what you're telling us right now. I think that we're seeing, you know, we're seeing that in full effect. So that's one of the things, is just keep doing that. Keep energy healing, keep utilizing any type of, you know, Reiki healing you can get. If you know anybody that are, you know, Reiki practitioners, have them send out the remote healing. I would also look into sound healing. So we know utilizing certain frequencies and certain healing tones will help humans. I am an absolute advocate on using this and utilizing these same technologies for animals. I believe I've seen it with my own animals, the effects of the healing in the tones and the music and the frequencies. So I would look into that, you know, look into some healing frequencies or healing tones, the quartz crystal bowls or some of the Buddhist monk chants and some of these really deep spiritual meditations that are using alternating frequencies, and some of them are registering in like the 432 hertz. So it's more of a healing resonance. I think you might be familiar with that. And that's, they say that's the healing vibration of the earth also. So those type of things, in addition to what you're doing, I think we'll just keep benefiting the cat more and more. And in addition to benefiting the cat, I think you'll also find your own healing and your own grounding and working with the animals. I find I get just as much healing out of that myself as they do. You know, so it's a beautiful thing. So really appreciate you calling us with that update. And I think just knowing that you're utilizing the energy healing with the traditional vet care, I think that's it's a perfect combination to utilize everything you can to manifest, you know, full and complete healing in the cat. So that's awesome. What about you, Mary? Anything coming to you around it?
Yeah, well, I just would like to say, Elizabeth, I'm so grateful that you called, because I was thinking about you, and I was thinking about this call, and I was wondering, and I even spoke to one of my friends about it. Because I was concerned. And so my input would be that you can say positive affirmations using the pet, your cat's name. And I know that thoughts are very powerful. So whatever you're doing is working. And so continue the spiritual practices that you're doing. And it sounds like you're good to go.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm not ready to lose him, and I don't think he's ready to go either. I was trying to prepare it either way, and then I said, no, I'm not going to. And I started doing the healing and the little starlight, and, he's so much better. They couldn't believe it.
I'm so happy.
Thank you.
I'm so glad, because I felt good things, though. I did feel good things when you called. I wasn't thinking anything negative, and I guess, I don't know. It never even crossed my mind. So the outcome sounds exactly what I imagined, and I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Yay.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. And I would also balance what you're doing with the healing power of touch. So whether you're giving the cat massages, opening up the chakra system, and you can Google it, and you can see the cat's chakra system and the meridian flow through their body and what points you can massage to try to eliminate any energy blockages, to try to get the energy flowing, to get the healing energy circulating through the cat's body. So that information is all out there. So I would look into that, look into the cat's chakra system, look into the cat's energy meridian. And at that, it'll show you points on the cat's body that you can implement some healing touch. And that'll probably help a lot, too.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling, and we're wishing you all well.
Thank you. Have a good night, everyone.
You too. Thank you so much, and just keep us posted on how everything goes.
Okay, thanks.
It sounds like everything is on track, and that's a great story. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Okay.
Be well, Elizabeth.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I have someone also calling who's been holding since last. I have a number of people, but someone's been holding throughout the whole show, and I think it's in relation, again, to someone who called last week, and she's been holding this whole time, so I wonder which caller it was, but I'm going to bring her through, and we'll just
maybe get two more people on or so.
Yes, I have four people. We'll pick one of them. Okay? So let me just tap in here. This is Cindy. Cindy, it's Mary and Michael. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, Cindy.
Can you remind us? You said you called last week?
Yes, I did. And I got a beautiful message from my brother-in-law that has crossed over. And from Michael, and you gave me an additional message regarding a current situation here with some real estate contracts and an ex. So I was just wondering if this week my ex did finally come out and have a conversation with me about, you know, we need to talk about what we're going to do about the real estate as far as result. He doesn't want to continue paying on them and want to resolve, you know, as far as separating. So I told him, you know, it was very, you know, civilized. And so he did come forward for the first time and was ready to talk about it. And
that's good. So the shift. So you felt the shift. So there was definitely a shift that occurred. So that's
yay,
a really
I'm
good
so happy.
Thing. Absolutely.
Yes.
Now,
so I was
what,
just wondering if there's any kind of new message for me from anyone in spirit about anything going on. You know, I'm still waiting on a settlement agreement resolution in my other case.
So Cindy, why don't you do this? Give us your name again slowly. We're going to connect on an energy level, and let me see if anything, you know, what's in your energy, any messages that come through. I'll try to share them with you.
Okay. My name's Cindy.
Okay, Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
So weird. So in your energy field, I don't know why I'm being drawn to Texas, but I'm being drawn to Fort Worth, Texas. So I don't know what shift there is around that, or if there's family members or friends or some kind of shift, but there's Fort Worth, Texas, some way, shape, or form is a prominent space or place in your energy field. So I don't know. Can you take that? Are you tied into Texas or Worth or anyone you know? Is there something around that?
Well, years ago I rodeoed professionally and barrel raced, and I did run 1 year at Fort Worth, Texas. The horse that I rode was he was just my heart horse, and he passed a couple of years ago.
Let me ask you this before you go any further. Why am I getting the name Cal, Cavalier, Calvin, Cal? What's the C-A-L? What's the C-A or C-A around the horse? What's the C? The C-A.
The C-A, his name was Turning Cash. It's all one word.
Turning Cash?
Turning Cash without a G.
So the Cash. So the C-A, the K. Oh, that's
cash.
So funny. Okay.
So his nickname was Cash. His nickname,
Cash.
I called
Cash. Your nickname
Cash.
Of Cash? That's funny. And because I felt animal presence around you. As crazy as this is going to sound, and, well, we shouldn't say anything, and I find myself saying this more and more these days. As crazy as this is going to sound, Cindy, your horse is with us. Yes, the CA, the Cash. The interesting thing, the horse is showing me, the saddle or a piece of the saddle, you had it made into something, or you still have it, or it's a decoration. What's the deal with the leather of the horse saddle?
The leather?
Yeah, or the horse saddle, the leather and sticky as some. What's the deal? Because he's showing me his saddle that you rode him on, or a saddle that was special to him, and like specifically like either a certain leather or a certain color, or there was something specific about the leather, or you have a piece of this. or had something mounted with his name branded into it or something.
Well,
he's signifying the saddle. So I'm not sure why, but I'm seeing the horse's saddle in my mind's eye.
Well, the saddle is right in front of me. I'm looking at it. It's sitting on a saddle stand. I have not put it on another horse since I was
there. You go. All right. Boom, bullseye. So, there we go. So know that your horse is with you in spirit, and your horse sees that is acknowledging that saddle that's right in front of you right now. How wild is that?
Yep.
That is so cool.
Yep.
And isn't it wild how they bring through information and visuals like that for me? And literally, he was showing me the saddle as he was seeing it. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, just know you're
just amazing.
Yeah, he's around you, and he's acknowledging that time that you spent down in Texas with him, giving me the CA for cash. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Like a miracle opportunity that we actually got to make it in that race, because he had West Nile and stuff fly this year before and almost didn't make it. So he was off the whole year, and it was a race you had to qualify to get in. They had limited entries. The top 100 from the whole country, you know, were only just to fill the entries. They didn't have any slack. And then we entered knowing we didn't qualify from the year before because he was down, but he survived the encephalitis. And then a couple people, by entering, it made us eligible if anybody vetted out and they ended up with short with some people not showing up, that we could they do a random draw. And we got in the random draw.
Well, there you go. I would say, first off, I would say there's a complete shift I'm hearing in your energy. Just from the last time you called, hearing your energy now, there's definitely a shift, and I feel this shift that I'm hearing, it's making you so much more empowered about your energy and transforming your energy and navigating any uncertainty that you have coming up, because that's really what this is about. It's about you embracing your power, you empowering yourself to navigate this, because you are strong and you are absolutely being guided. So whether it's your horse, your relative, you know, your father, your mother, whoever is in spirit around mm-hmm. you, your whole perspective, they are rooting for you, they are supporting you, and they are around you, and they're going to absolutely help you guide in the best possible way through this. But I really believe, like, your animal connection and that freedom, like that sense of empowerment and freedom, that exhilaration in your energy field that I sense when you're talking about your horse, that's what you need to hold on to. It's that uplifted exhilaration of this new transition, this new you, this new unfolding and awakening that's happening around you, and you just need to go full force. I think you're starting to see the shift, and how when you make that shift, things around you will also change. And I think you're seeing that by, you know, the person you're separated from, I'll say your
mm-hmm.
significant,
right.
You're separated, still tied, connected to this person. I think you're starting to see the basis of harnessing and transforming your energy and shifting that into a beautiful, positive thing. So I think you're on the right track. I think hold steady and just keep moving forward and keep utilizing this powerful, uplifting, invigorating energy that I'm hearing in your voice right now. And I'm just feeling that energy from you. That I didn't feel that same shift that we were, you know, when we were talking to you last time, you were not
mm-hmm.
in this energy state. You now have shifted your energy into a more powerful state, and this state is going to help propel you forward. What do you get, Mary Amy?
Well, Cindy, I am so grateful that you called and followed up, because when I heard your voice, I tapped onto the callers early on when we first began, and Michael was speaking about energetic cords, and you said you were from last week, and I couldn't place you because you sounded so different to me as well. So this is what I received. I received initially, right away, when you started speaking to us, a sense, and I didn't know what that was. And then the next thing that I received was I heard white wolf. A white wolf is known for the Native Americans as a legend. strength grows within the soul. And I received white wolf related to you. It's a symbol of freedom and purity. And you've received a gift of strength and freedom and the ability to fiercely protect. So whatever you have done is working. And you have been given a fence around you. And you have changed some kind of pattern that you were in, whether it was something, I don't know, in the last week you did something different and it's working. And I'm so happy for you. And I'm suggesting that you stay the path and see your destiny and it will come true. And you have this strength already within you, but you have some kind of protection, this white wolf that is around you.
You want to hear something interesting? I have a wolf in spirit that passed over also.
I rescued one
when I was at National Finals one year. I rescued a wolf, and she had a litter of puppies in my horse trailer before I went home from the race.
Oh,
and then she stayed with me to old age, but that was, she was like a brown a brown color. And then, but then one of her puppies, I let my son keep, and it got rattlesnake bit in the nose playing in a gopher turtle hole.
Oh my goodness.
So I ended up, he was off visiting his dad, and I went and found him a puppy to replace it because he had to be put down. And, because he had bit right in the face. Well, the puppy he got was a registered wolf named Hurricane, and he was half Blue Eastern, rare Blue Eastern Timber Wolf, and his daddy was a white Minnesota big white wolf. He was being trained for the Disney White Fang. Was it White Fang 3? I mean, what was it? What was the Disney movie on the wolf?
Was it White Fang or something? White
yes,
Fang?
White Fang.
Yeah,
White
yeah.
Fang. Yeah. He was being trained for the White Fang 3 movie with his daddy. And his mother was a rare Blue Eastern Timber Wolf. And he was a beautiful, stunning, beautiful gray wolf. I've seen pictures of wolves, gray wolves on postcards in Sedona when I was out there. And he looked like the same wolf on the postcard. But so I have a wolf in spirit.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. What I would say is you're being heavily guided
by the
loving energy of the animals, you know, the animals that have been in your life and in your family structure. And the funny thing is they are just as connected to us in spirit as our loved ones, our friends, our family members. They are right there with them. So anyone out there that's grieving or missing a lost pet, just know their energy is around you just like your family members or your friends, and they want to vicariously live through our well-being in this physical world just like everyone else that's in the spirit realm. You know, they want to encounter this world vicariously through us living our fullest and highest potential. You know, that's how they can manifest into this world and enjoy it with us, you know. And I think your animals are really going to guide you, you know. I didn't even think about him
coming in tonight. I didn't even think about the horse coming in tonight.
And what's
that
interesting?
Said, I've been talking to the horse all week. So
there you go.
When this settlement comes in, I'm going to get back on my feet. I'm going to get back and go back to barrel racing. I have not done any barrel racing or rodeo since he passed. And for a few years before that, after he was retired. So I was like, I want to get back and do that. And I was talking to him when I was driving down the road going, Cash, I sure wish you could come back to me.
Well, he came through loud and clear. And that was that's a beautiful thing when it happens. You know, when stuff like that happens as a medium, I just basically sit back and I'm in awe of the presence of spirit and how they can bring information through and how they can connect to us on such a deep level. You know, your horse knows what you're going through. Your wolf knows what you're going through. They want to help guide you. They want to show you that unconditional love that you knew while they were here in the physical. They want to convey that same unconditional love to you from the spirit realm. So that's a beautiful thing. Cindy, really appreciate you calling.
Thank you, Cindy. I'm so grateful that you called and let us know how you're doing.
Yeah.
We both were concerned. And it's only going to get better here on in. Only going to get better. We want good things for you.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening.
You're
lovely. Bye.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Wow, a lot of positive callers.
We have
a lot of good outcomes.
Yeah, we have a real heavy mediumship connection tonight, too. And it's interesting how people's animals are coming through. And I think what just happened, I think we actually got a feel, and our listeners got a feel of a double link. So I was connecting, opened up the energy field. Her horse stepped in. And it's funny because the horse jumped right in, you know. And I wasn't sure exactly what the energy was initially. A loved one, I was feeling it. I didn't. Trying to feel out what side of the family. It wasn't coming to me how I normally get it. And then all of a sudden, boom, cash the horse, Fort Worth, Texas. And then, you know, we had that energy connection open. And then you started linking energetically to her energy and picking up the wolf, the white wolf. That was pretty awesome, too. So I think our audience got a taste of two psychics double linking on a mediumship level. So that
it's
was
only
really
improving
cool.
improving here, isn't it? It's
yeah,
just,
that was
just
good.
You know what? It's an amazing experience. It's exciting. And I don't know. I feel like we can kind of bring, we're all coming together. Our listeners and us are coming together and we're sharing information and it's good. It's good to communicate like this. I'm really grateful that I'm here tonight. All right, so we have 3 minutes left, and we're going to close this evening. Next week, we're having episode 14, and I will post it. And you can always find Michael at michaeledley.com. And, again, you can find me on social media, Mary Amy. It's simply Mary Amy. And May looks like it's going to be exciting with the channeler Athena in Truth and a Animal Communicator. We're going to keep going, everyone, and keep calling back, and we'll take more callers each week. Thank you so much. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Mary Amy. Thank you, everyone, for listening to another episode, and we thank you for spreading the word. Tell everyone you know, tune in to Two Psychics Radio Show. We need some followers, we need some likes, and we need to grow this platform so we can change as many lives as possible.
Yes. Everyone be well. Lovely. Have a great rest of the week. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. Bye-bye.